down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, it's going to be cold. High temperature barely up to about 49 with sunshine. We'll be in the upper 20s on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday will be in the middle 50s, still dry, but a chance of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. Crews worked through the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touched down last night. Close to a dozen homes damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. Meanwhile, Alabama Power is responding to outages from the severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work as soon as it's safe to do so. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
The House Judiciary Committee has alleged in a report that will accompany articles of impeachment this week that President Donald Trump committed criminal bribery and wire fraud.
Boeing is suspending production of the 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes and will consider just not building anymore.
Congress is just about ready to take a vote on a $1.3 trillion spending plan for next year.
Congress agrees to spend $25 million to study gun violence. It's the first federal study on guns in more than 20 years.
Weather advisories are in effect for over 60% of the nation. A wide-ranging storm system is sweeping east from Montana and Nebraska. Severe weather is forecast in Colorado, the Midwest, Pennsylvania, and up through Boston.
The Saints improved to 11-3 after beating the Indianapolis Colts in New Orleans on Monday Night Football.
I love our fans, and I love the opportunity that we have.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
This is Nugget Day because I found all these little nuggets in the cuts that I did. Some really good stuff here. 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers or any caller need to can get in on Sweet Wheat Farm Market Gift Basket. If you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. What a wonderful time to win that that gift basket. It is a great deal. The best giveaway in the River Region. Also, Evangel Temple still has some oranges left, so you can go by and see them. Help them out, guys. It goes to a very, very worthy cause. I get a a case of them and then give them all out to different people, family members, and different things. And they really, really appreciate it. They really like it an awful lot. Let's do this. Speaking of a little nugget that I found, Justin Napolitano was on Fox and Friends this morning. He's going to be talking about the Senate trial. And I didn't realize this until I started looking it up. There's this whole series of what needs to happen, how, you know, they need to keep the doors open and who's in charge of setting up all the tables and the chairs and all this kind of, I mean, it's all written out.
Okay.
I know. So I learned a lot in reading it. I mean, it's very, very interesting how they do this. I didn't know senators can ask questions. They can't ask. They have to write questions down and submit them unless in the rules they ask to ask questions, which I'm sure there's some that would like to do that, particularly the some that are running for president of the United States.
Oh, sure.
I know Kamala Harris would love to do that because she thinks she's one tough hombre. But it's some really interesting rules. They can actually say, and Schumer has suggested this, that we have 5 days of questioning by the senators. Five days. Yeah, that'll go over real well. So let's listen to Justin Napolitano talking about the Senate trial. It's kind of long, but listen in.
Democrats pushing for impeachment, now shifting toward a trial in the Senate, and Chuck Schumer blasting Mitch McConnell as he demands to include his own handpicked witnesses.
I haven't seen a single good argument about why these witnesses shouldn't testify. I told Leader McConnell I was ready to discuss trial rules. Instead of talking to me, he spoke publicly about what a trial may look like and said he was taking his cues from the White House. It was very partisan, very slanted, very unfair.
Sounds like the House. Meanwhile, Schumer was saying something completely different during Bill Clinton's impeachment. Let's get in the Wayback Machine. Here's Chuck Schumer, 1999.
Any fair process would be consulting the White House because it's the president who's the defendant and due process would guarantee him or fairness. Seems to me that no good case has been made for witnesses. What we ought to be doing instead of this is doing what the American people want us to do, which is make the schools better and preserve Social Security and rein in the HMOs.
Here to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano. Judge, they're meeting today. Yesterday was totally unnecessary. He's meeting with Ms. Mitch McConnell today.
You know, look, they're all going to be making arguments depending upon how they want this to end.
But does he have a VCR that he could have played this and realized how
hypocritical? He should have realized what he said. And the same thing is on the other side. I mean, when the Bill Clinton impeachment trial, I'm doing air quotes for trial, took place because it wasn't really a trial. Witnesses didn't testify. Lawyers read summaries of what the witnesses had told either a grand jury or the House Judiciary Committee. Right. The Republicans controlled the Senate at the time, and the vote, of course, was 50-49 to 1, and the president was acquitted. One of the prosecutors at the time who aggressively wanted a trial was a young congressman from South Carolina named Lindsey Graham. Today he is Senator Lindsey Graham, a major player in the Senate, right, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He does not want a trial today. He wants to have the Chief Justice review the evidence, have the president's lawyers make a motion to dismiss, and have the Senate vote on whether
summary
or not
judgment?
It should be. Yes, should
this
be dismissed.
This is a sham. The last one was.
Correct. The president wants a trial because he wants to be vindicated on the merits, not on some what will be perceived as political or legal maneuver.
I know. It's it really is interesting reading all these little things that they're supposed to do.
And by the way, I know Brian thought he had a slam dunk here. It's like, oh, we've got a politician like Chuck Schumer saying, you know, talking out both sides of his mouth 20 years later. And I'm like, Brian, I kind of went over this earlier today. Both sides on an issue like this are just acting. All we're doing here is it's partisan battle. So don't be surprised if you go back 20 years and find them saying the exact opposite of what they're saying today. It's partisan battle. It was back then.
It was what serves you now. It. By the way, McConnell turned down Schumer's offer and went on the floor. And I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to cut it, but I had to go to the media in my office. But McConnell just toasted Schumer, and then Schumer tried to get on toast McConnell. This is such bickering now.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
Joey.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Or, it's not Kwanzaa, is it? No.
It's the day after Christmas, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Dan.
Are you a big Kwanzaa celebrant?
What is that Seinfeld one that they did on Seinfeld? I can't remember.
Yes, anyone. Festivus.
Yeah, Festivus.
Festivus!
I got a lot of problems with you people.
And now you're going to hear about it.
And then the feats of strength.
And the feats of strength.
Hitting me, George. Yeah, that's a great show.
That
show still breaks me up, I tell you.
Let me tell you what. Every once in a while, I'll be channel surfing, and I'll hit one, and I just can't let go of it.
Right.
And I think it's Vice or something. They do like three or four in a row. So I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
Shot 2 hours dead, you know.
You've seen them 100 times, but they're still funny.
They're still, absolutely.
You know?
And it's all delivery. It's all delivery and facial expression.
You know, that was this generation's Lucille Ball show, I believe. Just timeless classics. And generational. I mean, crosses all generations, too. So, anyway, happy Festivus to you all.
Thank you.
You know, the Democrats just amazed me. Then how they just constantly live in an alternate reality, or are constantly trying to alter reality to fit their worldview for some reason. They're motivated by a spirit of hate, okay, and a power of being power hungry. They can't stand it when somebody else has another idea that actually works. And, you know, so you look at what's happening with them here. They hate Donald Trump. They hate him. And so they're just making up stuff to try to impeach him. Okay, we know that now. All right, but it goes beyond that because now they're trying to manipulate the outcome before they even send it to the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're... trying to do.
No, absolutely. Let me tell you, they don't. They're making this sound like it is. We're on the cusp of falling apart as a country, and they're overstating it so much. It's unbelievable.
I guess I'm not surprised, but when I saw what they were trying to do, and when you understand what they're trying to do, is actually have the impeachment done in the trial, actually have the president convicted before they even send the articles of impeachment out to the floor to vote on it in the House. How do you even get up in the morning and conceive of such twisted nonsense, Dan? My mind doesn't work like that.
Well, it is. Let me tell you something. These guys, and the problem is, if someone does not vote for impeachment and they have Democrats that are voting in a primary, they're not going to vote for them. They're going to vote for their opponent. And that's the thing that's driving them. That is what's going on. It has nothing to do with the right or wrong. It has to do with political longevity.
Exactly. And the whole thing is, driven
Trumped
by
up.
This... Yeah, that's a good word for it. I don't know, man. I don't know. What do you do with people like this that just cannot?
You vote them out of office.
Get along. You'd think that eventually you'd want to, even as bad as they are in their hatred, sooner or later they'd want to at least try to get along with somebody.
Nah.
But no, there ain't no such a thing. Does any Republican do you see any Republican out there right now that now believes that they can still get along with the Democrats that are trying to do this? I don't.
Well, I tell you what, matter of fact, I may do this with the next member of Congress I have some long enough time with, is that They're much more convinced that what they need to do is change Congress. The only way that you're going to change this is take Nancy Pelosi out of power and give them a thumping that they will never forget.
I agree with that. I wonder if it'll work on some of those hard-headed folks up there, but it definitely is called for. I mean, they're begging for it, and they're just going right down the line with it. So, you know, I'm glad that the Republicans, I said this before, this is the first time that I have ever seen the Republican Party actually united in opposition to the nonsense that we see on the Democratic side. And let's just be clear about something. It's not the Republicans. The Republicans would fall all over themselves, trip all over themselves trying to get along with people if the Democrats would just be a little reasonable and act like human beings. It's not from the Republicans. This is not coming from the Republican side, Dan. Is it? Do you believe
no,
that?
No, I tell you what the difference is, Papa B, and a great segue here. I think the Republicans have learned a lesson from Donald Trump, and that is fight back. And they're
right.
Finally fighting back. And the guys who are the fighters now are Lindsey Graham and Doug Collins, Devin Nunes in a little bit lighter, more intellectual way, Jim Jordan. But the stars that are out there are the fighters now. It used to be the stars were Mitt Romney, and can't we all just get along, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
Cory Booker.
Folding of the hands. Yeah.
Clutching the pearls.
Well, and I really do believe that we're so far removed, unfortunately, from the Reagan Revolution. I think what unites the right is not some, we all, you know, believe low taxes, less regulation. I don't think it's what actually unites us. I think what actually unites us is anti-leftism. Like, we have our disagreements, but, you know, think about John McCain doing the thumbs down with health care and it really the kind of not coming up with any good plan with health care. I think the Democrats gave a huge gift to the Republicans and Trump and the right in that, oh, wait, we can all join together and just oppose these yahoos that are pushing this nonsense? I think it gave people a fire in their belly. Where they didn't
fire have in the belly. Fire great, in the belly.
I think that's a great point, you know, and just real briefly, though, you know, the absolute out of control social engineering, social justice left, religious left in this country that have had absolute, they have just rampaged through every institution and good thing this country ever had or did, I think is part of why people got fed up and people are fed up with the liberal Democrats. And are not afraid to speak out anymore. So, anyway, all right, guys, packing up my soapbox for the day. I appreciate you letting me have a few minutes.
You have a great day, Papa B. Always a pleasure, my friend. John, hang all on. Right. Coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped manicured entrance is to any business. Call property management source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Okay, boys and girls, as promised, I'm heading to the phones here. Hope I'm going to meet you there. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
I was listening to your program all day today, but I read an article that you were talking about the judge this morning on Fox that he states that the Senate, under the Constitution, cannot call witness in an impeachment. That only that's the House job is to call witnesses, and then it's the Senate's job to go over those testimonies, and that the Supreme Court judge, chief judge, is in the hearing, and if he has a question or a point to make, then he has to have at least 50 senators to agree that he can ask the question.
Yeah, it's actually 51, but it's...
51, yeah. It's something like
but
that.
But they can change. What they're going to do is they're going to come up with the rules of the trial. And one of the stipulations of the rules will be calling witnesses. And then they're going to vote on that. And then they have to vote on a witness to get 51 votes for a witness to be called. And the senators can ask for a witness or... the defense or the prosecution can ask for a witness. Here's one. I'm going to play something since you brought it up Justin Napolitano. Let me play the second part of this cut because he says something very interesting in here.
It's all political, as it was in the House.
It is all political.
So Schumer said any fair process would be consulting with the White House. He's angry that Mitch McConnell is consulting with the White House, and he also wants to call some witnesses, like acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, John Bolton, a couple of aides, people like that. But that really should have been Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff should have said, okay, we're going to wait, we're going to challenge this through the courts, we'll let it run its course, but they were in a big hurry.
It would be unusual for someone to testify for or against the president and the Senate, who did not testify before either the Intelligence or Judiciary Committees. But this doesn't work the way ordinary trials do.
How is it going to work?
Surprise,
what do you think is going to happen?
I think one or two things are going to happen. I think it's either going to be the Lindsey Graham model, which means it'll be over with in a day because there just isn't a consensus amongst two-thirds of the senators to convict him, so why waste the time? Or the president will prevail.
No, I'm not saying the president's going to testify,
but the president wants a vindication on the merits.
Will Judge Roberts weigh in and say, this is too quick, you're not doing your job, Senate?
This is very unusual, Brian. He's the Chief Justice of the United States. He's going to be making rulings. But the jurors can overrule him.
The jurors are the Senate. But Tom Barrasso said we don't have 51 votes for anything.
Well, if they don't have 51 votes for anything, then a lot of it is going to ride on the sense of fairness and dignity and intellect
of the Chief Justice.
When will all this happen, January?
I think it's going to happen pretty soon.
Because this is not a criminal proceeding. This is not judicial. This is political.
There's one area that is different. In the House, they can vote to impeach because their conscience tells them or their political gut tells them they have the votes to do it and they think the president is unworthy of office. But in the Senate, they take an oath to vote only on the basis of the evidence and not on politics or any other external influences.
They'll still vote on politics.
Well, the oath is required by the Constitution, and we'll see how seriously they take that oath. But each one of them takes it individually.
That was something interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So
I didn't either.
I went in and looked up. There's a whole section of the rules of impeachment. And on page 230, it has the oath. It says, I solemnly swear that in all things pertaining to the trial of impeachment of Donald J. Trump, now pending, I will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws. So help me God. So in other words, I can't have an opinion of this. I have to rely on the Constitution and laws.
Yeah. I don't think Mitch McConnell is going to call any witnesses or let anyone have any witnesses. So, like you say, if Lindsey Graham goes through with it, it'll be over with in a few days, and that's it.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to get it dismissed myself.
Yeah, I do too. Well, listen, I appreciate it, and appreciate your time. Love your show, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John. Can I fit Bill in here?
Mm-hmm.
Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys.
Bill, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm getting better. You know, I had a heart attack on October 14th.
I did not know that, my friend. What happened?
Well, I've been having some problems with blood pressure, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. Had a heart attack on the 14th, had triple bypass on the 17th.
Man, was it an elephant sitting on your chest type heart attack and knocks you down, or were you just feeling a pain in your chest?
Just pressure in my chest. I actually drove myself to Birmingham to the cardiologist.
What? You know, there's a person who did that, and they had a secondary heart attack, and they lost control of the car and went into the medium and did a head-on collision and killed somebody.
Yeah, I never put my car on cruise control. I drove a little below the speed limit. And
Why didn't you go to Montgomery?
Well, my cardiologist is in Birmingham.
So what'd you call him? Say, I'm driving up to you. I think I'm having a heart attack. Can you see me, please?
I never had any pain in my chest.
That's good.
I had no idea I had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Until I got to the ER and they drew blood. I was listening yesterday, and you were talking about Comey, and then today you've kind of talked about how the Dems are acting. You know, they are performing CYA, and I know you know what that stands for.
Of course.
But I don't think they're aware that that horse has left the barn. It's too late. You can't keep repeating the same thing and make it true. You are now, they are now entering the phase where they have to own what they've done, and what they've done is unconstitutional and against the law, and they don't want it on their plate.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be very interesting to see how this Senate handles this and what exactly they do with it, but I would love to see the Bidens, the Obamas, and particularly the Clintons get to own what part they played in all this. Because I think some folks need to go to prison for a long time.
You're talking about members of Congress?
I'm talking about members of Congress. I'm talking about everybody who has played a part in this fiasco. Because when you go back and look at it, it was every bit faith. And I think everybody that's touched it needs to be burned by it.
Yeah, you're going to have to show them having a willing knowledge of it, though.
Well, you know, I think it's going to lead all the way back to Obama. I think he knew about it. I think he let it happen. And you know the Clintons knew about it. They're the ones that paid for it. So Comey is you know, he can sit there and make all the excuses he wants, but it happened on his watch. You know, he needs to wear it now. And I think, I hope, if they don't, if Congress and the Senate don't fix this, then they need to go back and apologize and pardon all the blue-collar and white-collar people that have been put up in prison for less than this. It's just, to me, it's that serious. Because this is the very fundamentals that our whole government is founded on and our country is based.
Yeah.
If we can't have our government officials be truthful, honest, and work in our benefit, then what are we doing?
Well, that's the problem here. It's interesting. Elsie Hastings, who is on the Rules Committee, he is the only member of Congress that was a former judge who got him, federal judge who got impeached. He is talking about the need to have an impeachment of Donald Trump. That's amazing to me. Incredible. The irony of that. The stance of the Democrats is we're upholding the Constitution. This needs to be done because our Constitution is being trampled. Our national security was put at risk. Well, there's no proof of any of that. One of the first questions I would ask them, where was our national security put at risk in that telephone conversation? Where exactly were we vulnerable to anything? And the answer is nothing. Not a thing.
Here's where me and you may differ a little bit, but when Joe Biden got on national TV and admitted that he went over there and he was going to withhold billions of dollars from the Ukraine if they didn't fire the prosecutor, all that went out the window.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything that happened after that was net neutrality, because you had a vice president interfere long before a presidential potential did. So, you know, and he got on national TV and bragged about it.
Yeah.
Bragged. He got the prosecutor fired and protected his son. So, to me, everything went out the window at that point. You're gonna try to force a sitting president out of office, and you're not gonna prosecute a vice president that did worse and is not even in office now?
Well, we're not through with the Joe Biden stuff. We have Rudy that we'll play in a little bit. That's gonna get into some of the information with that. Bill, I'm sorry to say this, I've got to go. I'm against a hard break here. Dan Moore Show on Tuesday. We'll be back right after this.
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that the rain has moved out, the temperatures will continue to fall as we go through the day. Windy, with temperatures falling to the mid-40s by sunset. A cold night tonight, and the breeze will add to the chill. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, it's going to be cold. High temperature barely up to about 49 with sunshine. We'll be in the upper 20s on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday will be in the middle 50s, still dry, but a chance of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Two-way, this is where we are. It's going to be interesting watching Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer's way out together here. They've been going at it since this morning, since actually yesterday. Let's go to Greg T. Hey, Greg T, welcome aboard the Damo Show. How are you today?
Hey, Dan, Merry Christmas, and you and Joey.
Merry Christmas.
Can I change gears? Can I change gears?
You go wherever you want to go.
Okay. Remember back a while back that the Dems was real big into giving everybody a trophy. You know, everybody gets one. You know, it don't matter what happens. You get a trophy. It don't matter how good you are or whatever. Well, this last night on Fox was talking about the Dems, the ones that didn't make the cut this time, you know, for the debate.
The debate, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of them's jumped on. I got this letter. Everybody is signing my letter. I want to get in. You know, I want my trophy. Well, it all comes back to just like today, when brings it all the way back to old Chucky Schumer. You know, he's debating right now. Well, why can't I have my people in there? Why can't I have my witnesses that I want to call and everything? I'm going to just go home and cry.
There you go.
I want my trophy.
And it's only fair. It's only fair if we do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You ain't doing us fair. Well, why didn't he take time and call these people, go to court, you know, which of course me and you know, and everybody in radio land knows what's going on. And anybody that's got a little bit of common sense, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I got a lot of common sense my daddy gave me. And you know, I think a lot of people are seeing through a lot of this stuff and all. And, you know, I guess it's remaining to be seen.
Well, I hate to say this. There's a whole bunch of people who are not paying attention to this. And I cited a piece of a poll where they asked people, you know, what they think about impeach or not impeach. And then they asked them a follow-up question about what country was the telephone conversation with the president of that started the this whole matter. And
right.
Less than, you know, 40% of the people could name the country.
Right.
That's startling to me.
I believe the freshman is really stepping in their kimchi. And I just think we're going to have a blowout. At least I hope we do.
Yeah,
we really need the House and Senate back. Oh well, we've got the Senate, but
if we can keep the momentum going, I think we will get the House. What the Democrats are trying to do now, they're trying to put the Republican senators on the spot, particularly Collins, particularly what's his name from Colorado. What is his name? And people like that, they're trying to put them on the spot. McSally from Arizona, they're right. Trying to put them on the spot so they will lose because of the way impeachment in Arizona is definitely there against it. Colorado, not so
is
much.
Is it Cory Gardner?
Right.
Cory Gardner, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Dan, y'all have a great afternoon. 4:13, Joey.
All right.
4:13, he says, my friend. Greg, when do we do that drawing? When do we do that drawing?
We do it on Friday.
What time?
2:30, 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
$60, whatever you want to put in there, up to $60.
Okay, now let me ask you something, Greg. See, you're doing it like this. So what would you put in your $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I think I'd put 12 of those pecan pies got all the liquor in it.
You'd be a little over $60 if you did that, but let me tell you what, anyway. That bourbon pecan pie, I took one of those to my office. They went through that thing. I mean, they tore it up.
That's right. I'd probably have to give me about 12 of the what's the burgers there? The barbecue and slaw. Come on. Give me a hip.
They have a Cuban sandwich and they have sliders.
Cuban sandwich. There you go.
Their barbecue sandwiches are really good and their ribs
are
excellent. Their Boston butt is to die for.
There you go. He's got it going on.
He does. Greg T, I appreciate you, buddy. You have a good one.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Too.
Let's go to Roy. Roy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. How y'all doing?
Roy, we're great. And how about you today?
Pretty good. Chuck didn't complain about the rules when Harry Reid was ahead of the Senate, did he?
No, he didn't.
The nuclear option and all that stuff, he didn't stick up with the Republicans and say how unfair it was. have y'all ever named the whistleblower on your show, or are you allowed to?
Of course we did.
Well, you're talking about Eric Charamella?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, evidently he was handpicked by Brennan to be part of the CIA, and he's involved with Burisma up to his you-know-what.
Well, he definitely was handpicked by, he was sent over to the White House by Brennan directly.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, if people can't see through all this, it's not getting out to them then.
No, well, let me tell you, the reason they can't see through it is there's nobody who's really investigating it and reporting it. Now, Rudy Giuliani may be that exception. I think there's some good that he does, and I think there's some bad. We'll get into his stuff next hour.
He's supposed to have a report coming out Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about, is this going to be good or is this going to be bad? And it's all going to me, Roy, it's all in the way Rudy handles it. Rudy has got to, we need a little bit less Rudy and need a little more facts. He is not the best presenter of facts, in my opinion.
But man, for Sweet Creek.
Give me your month and day of birth, and have you been there before?
1-1. Yes, I've been there before.
Did you get his birthday?
1-1?
Yeah.
Nice.
What's your favorite thing at Sweet Quick, Roy?
The peach ice cream.
Oh, yeah, on the peach cobbler?
No, the peach ice cream itself.
Yeah, but let me tell you what. Get the peach ice cream on the peach cobbler.
Wow.
They serve it warm. Mm. It is delicious.
I'll give it a shot.
Roy, when do we do the drawing?
Friday afternoon, around 2:30 or so.
There you go, big guy. What's in that big basket?
I guess like $60 worth of items you get to choose.
That you pick from Sweet Creek Farmer. Roy, good luck, my friend.
Thanks.
Can I fit Ray in here?
Yes.
Ray, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, guys.
Ray, how are you?
Good. I can't complain. It's a Wednesday. I love Wednesday.
You do? Hump day.
Well, half the week's over. That's been a good week so far. I cannot complain. But here's my question. I'm not an attorney. And why couldn't the Republicans subpoena every one of the Democrats in the Congress, their aides, and all of them to come in and ask them the question, Did the Democratic Party threaten to cut your funding if you did not support impeachment? And then turn around and get all the congressmen to answer the same question without knowing what their aides said. Because wouldn't that be considered against the law to threaten to cut them off for not voting a certain way?
Well, I'm not sure if that would be illegal, but here's the rules of subpoena. For it is that it takes a 51-person member vote in the Senate during the trial to get somebody subpoenaed, and then the Chief Justice presiding has to agree with it. Now, they can override him with 51 votes, but that's the process. If you do that, I don't think you can get 51 votes if you do those kind of things myself.
I would just like to know how many Democrats voted for it because they were scared to lose their funding. I'd say all of them.
Well, what funding are you talking about?
Well, it's their campaign funding.
You're talking about from Pelosi?
The Democratic Party. Yeah, from Pelosi. I think that's what they did. They threatened to cut them off.
But so there's nothing illegal about that.
It would still be just nice for the American public to know why.
You would like to know that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
I like that, Ray, I want you to have a great day, my friend.
Hey, can you put me in for that Sweet Creek?
No. Yeah, of course we will. Ray, give me your month and day of birth.
8/19.
You got that, Joey Son?
Indeed, 8/19.
Okay, Ray, question.
Yes,
when
sir?
Do we do the drawing?
Friday at 2:30 to 2:45.
What's in that gift basket?
I don't know because I've never won it.
You've never? It's $60 worth of goodies you put in there for Sweet Creek Farmer.
I cannot tell you what's in that basket because I've never won it.
I know, but see, it's what you put in there. Have you ever been to Sweet Creek?
You know, I have. I enjoy going by there, but if I ever win it, I'll call you back and tell you what's in there.
You better do that, right? That's the only condition I have of you getting the gift.
Yeah, absolutely. I will call you and tell everyone, ruin a surprise for what's in that basket.
There you go, Ray. You have a wonderful day. Good luck. We're going to do that drawing on Friday.
Guys, y'all have a good day.
Ta-ta. Merry Christmas. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this. Great break.
The Dan Moore Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Donald Trump has sent a scathing letter to Nancy Pelosi. I was just reading part of it, and not written by Trump, just because it's not, right. Not in the Trump tone whatsoever. Because well, it would have started out, you insolent bitch.
But, I mean, come on. Like, one of these paragraphs, if we put it in Trump's voice, maybe Trump did write it
by proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you're violating your oath of office, you're breaking your allegiance. No, Trump didn't write it.
He didn't. And scanning over this, he had nothing to do with it. But can you pull back to the letter real quick?
Yeah, I just printed it out. I just printed it out, too.
Is it downstairs or is it upstairs?
Downstairs. Well, I can get it during the top of the hour break. He also does a shot at Pelosi for saying, I pray for the president. You're offending Americans.
When you know this statement is not true unless it is meant in a negative sense.
Right. You're offending the faith of Americans. Wow.
Is it a terrible thing you are doing? But you will have to live with it, not I. Now, that does sound a little Trump-esque there.
Yeah, there's a flavor of Trump, but I don't think he actually wrote it himself.
Yeah, that was... Do you see... Oh, I see Stephen Miller's fingerprint on it.
Well, if I wrote it, it'd be in Sharpie.
All right.
I love it. Okay, yeah, you're printing that off. Let me go to the clips again, then. And let's get Kristen Fisher, former... here they're going to be talking about Comey and FISA. Listen in.
FBI Director James Comey concedes he was overconfident when he backed the agency's use of surveillance of an advisor to then-candidate Trump's 2016 campaign, and then when he gave the process his full-throated defense afterwards. Correspondent Kristen Fisher has the story.
I was wrong.
Former FBI Director James Comey admits there were major problems with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, applications used to obtain a warrant to surveil a former advisor to President Trump's 2016 campaign. Warrants which formed the basis for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. There was real sloppiness, 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable, and so he's right.
He is the Justice Department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who testified last week before Congress that the now infamous dossier, compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele and paid for by Democrats, was the centerpiece of the FBI's FISA application to monitor Carter Page.
We concluded that the Steele reporting played a central and essential role in the decision to seek a FISA order.
But on special report last year, Comey said the Steele dossier was not critical to the FISA application.
My recollection was there was a significant amount of additional material about Page and why there was probable cause to believe he was an agent of a foreign power.
Now Comey says Page was treated unfairly, and the number two Democrat in the Senate says Page deserves an apology from the U.S. government.
This isn't the first and won't be the last time that the FBI misrepresents evidence before this court and proceeds.
Someone else who wants an apology is President Trump, who said on Twitter, quote, "So now Comey's admitting he was wrong? What are the consequences for his unlawful conduct? Could it be years in jail? Where are the apologies to me and others, Jim?"
Now, to be clear, the Inspector General report found no evidence that Comey did anything unlawful or criminal. It also did not find any intentional misconduct by the FBI. But remember, there is another ongoing internal investigation, the Durham probe, and it has already been elevated to a criminal inquiry.
Without a doubt, Fox is doing a great job at this whole thing, the way they weave these stories together. And I'm going to save it to next hour, but Maria Bartiromo, they had their Fox Christmas party last night.
Mm.
And so Maria, who is normally early morning, morning business show that she does, like at 7 o'clock in the morning on Fox Business, which is actually doing pretty well. It's not just business stuff. She weaves a lot of this things in there. But she was on with Hannity last night because of the Christmas party. So she normally doesn't stay up that late because she has to get up so early in the morning. And she was on fire.
I believe
she is on fire. She had an all-star Grand Slam show on Sunday, and she carries the bacon home on this thing. So we've got some pieces I want to get to, but let's see, how much time do I have?
About 2 minutes.
About a minute or 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Let's try to fit in one piece of Nancy Cordes on Dems committing to Democrat to end impeachment and why they're doing this, what I'll explain to you.
Congress is one day from a historic impeachment vote, and House Democrats seem to be lining up against President Trump. That's a hot issue in some districts that supported Mr. Trump in 2016, but then elected Democrats to the House in the very same district in 2018. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us, learning more about tomorrow's debate on the House floor. Nancy, good morning. So what's happening today?
Well, later this morning, the House Rules Committee is going to be meeting to establish the procedures and the timeline for tomorrow's final debate and vote in the House on impeachment. And as you noted, Tony, some swing district Democrats are already feeling the heat from their constituents.
I made this decision out of principle and out of a duty to protect and defend the Constitution.
Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin was met with cheers and boos after she announced she'll be voting yes.
And I will stick to that regardless of what it does to me politically, because this is bigger than politics.
Slotkin's district went for President Trump in 2016. She's one of a series of swing district Democrats who weighed this decision until the end.
What the president did was wrong.
I'm the one who swore an oath to the Constitution to defend it.
Minnesota's Colin Peterson is one of at least two Democrats expected to vote no.
Well, the president has not committed a crime.
Let me tell you something. That's a big story for CBS to be playing this way. This is what's telling me they're kind of seeing this thing as it really is. They're going with impeachment only because the reason why is that they're going to get opposition in a primary and they would lose. And they've shown them polling that was showing them that. So instead of going into March and being out, they get to go to November as an incumbent. And they're still going to lose in November. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back. Final hour, right after our top of the hour break.